There's only one more section of this chapter 6 left. And it's where this teaching causes division. And people walk away. Disciples too. In fact, Jesus finally says, "You're going to go too?" Peter says, "Where would we go? You have the words of eternal life." He does have the words of eternal life. Now, I think we have to ask the Holy Spirit to show us, give us a glimpse of the fire in the heart of our Lord, the fire of love. He wants to be this much part of us. "I'll give you my body, I'll give you my blood. And then, you see, I will abide in you, and you will abide in me." Now, we're familiar with the words, right? But we have to pray so that the fire in his heart is opened up to us. He wants to be this united to us. Body to body, blood to blood, spirit to spirit, forever. This is like a little, anticipation of heaven. In heaven, we will live by the Trinitarian life of Almighty God given to us directly. If you want to get a great idea of where we're going, look at John Paul II in his Theology of the Body toward the end, where he's discoursing on that text of Luke, you know, where they pose this question to Jesus, you know, that all these different men had married this woman, now whose wife is she going to be? And he says, "Jesus, you don't get it, you fellas." And from that point on, John Paul, the philosopher, reflects in faith on what heaven is. And it's very philosophical, but it's extremely beautiful. Where he says, the divine Trinitarian life is given to us by God himself, his own life, and it is that which transforms our body and our spirit. It's because the very source of our life is the Trinitarian life that we live forever. That's what Jesus is telling us here. Let it begin now. Take me into your body, but take me also into your spirit. Listen to me. Accept me. Obey me. Let me have my way with you. We're okay with that to a certain point. But, I mean, who else would be so fanatical in his love to give us his body, his blood, his life? Here. Who else would be so driven by love? I really pray that as you read this over, you catch a glimpse of this furnace, this bonfire of love, which is in the heart of Jesus. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father. Think about that. What does it mean? He has life because of the Father. It means the Father has given him everything and he responds with everything. That's how I live. I live for the love of the Father from all eternity. Never a moment when we weren't together when this wasn't true. And what I'm telling you is, you eat my body and drink my blood, you come to this gift that I figured out, how I could stay with you, how I could give you my life. You see? And I will do for you what the Father does for me. Now you're creatures, so it won't be like the Trinity, but it'll be as close as we can get. You will be living by me. Your life will be me. Now this can take place in a certain degree even in this life. Paul says, I live. Now not I. I don't live. Christ lives in me. That's the fruit of the Eucharist. It's so beautiful. And you say, oh, I'm not worthy. He's not surprised. He knows that. But the church always has to say that phrase of the centurion before we receive. Because the church, when I say the church, I mean the very depth, you know, where the mystics live. You see, they're overwhelmed with this. The Holy Spirit guides that church to say, when you're coming, say this. I'm not worthy. You see? Okay, you're not worthy. I know that. That's why I died. Now come. I want you to live by me as I live by my Father. And to accomplish that, I'll give you my very physical stuff to take into your body day by day, to eat and drink, and so that you can live by me. Would be great, huh? If every day we yielded a little bit more to the Lord. And let this gift possess us. Pray today, ask Our Lady on this feast of Our Lady of Fatima. I don't know how else to say it. I didn't have a lot of time to pray over this, but of course I've been working on it for years. But as I sat down to read this, I was overwhelmed by His love. Who would think of a thing like this? Except the Son of God who loves us that much. So what's our job? Go tell everybody in those cars out there. Jesus Christ loves you. He willingly forgives your sins. He went to a lot of trouble so your sins would be forgiven. So now He's not going to withhold the forgiveness. It cost Him His life. Anyway, so that ends the discourse. Tomorrow, we end the chapter. And it'll be all about everybody walks away. This guy's nuts. How can he give us his flesh and blood? They all walk away. The disciples, not the 12, but the disciples walk away. So Jesus stands there after having poured out the secret of His love for us, saying, are you guys going to go too? And Peter, God bless him, jumps right in. Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life, which means not you're just a good teacher. Because when you give us the words of eternal life, you give us your very flesh and blood.